How is everybody?
Yes, good.
Oh, hang on. Levi's here. Hello, Levi's.
Hey,
guys.
What's up?
What are you talking about? Jeez. Pour some here.
Disgrace.
Well, I am as dedicated to this podcast, The Bump, the number one podcast in the country, just by the way.
Funny you say that. I was told you had another commitment. So did you cancel that commitment?
What are you talking about?
I was also told he had to ring up and ask what time it started.
Yeah.
Because he'd forgotten.
You ought to be ashamed of yourself,
Can you enlighten us here, Ruth?
Well, I've got some text messages from a certain person who communicates with
Well, who's the certain person? Just tell us who it is.
Our producer.
Righto.
Oh, Jared.
Who communicates with our part-time comedian.
Right.
Sorry, Jared. I'm on a plane back from the Gold Coast today. That was 3 weeks ago.
Right.
Okay. The producer says, all good, mate.
And is we'll this like a minute before we go on?
Five minutes after we've started. Before, so not enough time to prepare for a replacement. A week later. Sorry, Jared. I'm filming Celebrity Letters and Numbers at SBS in Sydney. Next week I'll be back. Apologies for the late call.
Celebrity Letters and Numbers.
And also, apology for the drop in downloads.
And you're not a celebrity, mate, because no one watches that rubbish.
Jared, I told him I was Andrew Jarman, and they let me in the building. So
Jared quite rightly said, then we'll see you next week.
See you nice. You're too nice, Jess.
What happened the next week?
Fast forward.
Yeah.
7 days.
Right.
Here we go.
Hey, Jared. I'm doing a millionaire hot seat today. Because I'm a big deal in Melbourne.
But
I'll def be back next week. Right.
Def be back.
You're not 21, lady.
Yeah, he's cool.
I'm trying to just cash it up a bit.
Right.
See,
Good luck with that. Basically, it had a guts full. Anyway, so,
right.
so
that's 5 weeks.
What we thought we'd
do. So we'd had enough.
You know, if you're not committed, if you're sort of not committed to the bump, then we'll find people who are. You're either part of the team or not. So we called in the big wigs. We called in Cozzy from SAFM to help us set a little rabbit trap and see if we could catch a little bunny. And here he comes.
Hey, Lima, I'm filming next week. I'm going to today have to say no to a gig. It's the half hour, they said keynote. It's a good one because it's midweek and it's like the easy one. So you just got to talk for half an hour. Good paying one too. But it's like midday on Tuesday. You have to get there at like 11 on Tuesday.
Next Tuesday?
Yeah.
What time's the gig?
They want you there at, me there at 11.
Half an hour.
It's a council,
stand-up.
It's a like council gig. Like,
I'll do that.
But I have to let them know today.
I can definitely do it. 100%.
So you can 100% do it. You don't have anything. Do you need to check or anything, or you're all good to go?
I've got the podcast of the Triple M boys, but I'll take the in corporate over the podcast.
Who's on the podcast?
That's with Rue and Bits and Bernie and Jars. Cool.
I'll tell you what
was left out of that is the amount of money. You edited it out, you filthy grubs. Amount of money.
You know what
offer.
We got? You know what we didn't matter? Edit out? I'll take the cash over the podcast.
Correct. Yeah. What does it matter how much the money was?
Loyalty.
You ought to be ashamed of yourself,
mate. Are you
mate?
Committed or not?
I am as committed
to
this
not.
Podcast.
No.
Hey, how about this, right? This is entrapment, just by the way.
He's digging hard.
It's bloody entrapment.
What does
which
that
is
mean?
Illegal.
We don't even know
what
that
illegal.
Means.
You've lured me into a crime that I'm actually not guilty of. And what about, and explain to my wife as well, when I got that gig, we planned our first holiday for years. I said, babe.
Sucker!
And then I had to ring her and say, sorry, honey, cancel the caravan park. It was a stitch-up.
I'll still take her on a holiday. Now, have we got the follow-up? Hang on, here's another. This is the second part of the stitch-up.
Hello?
G'day. Is this Limo?
It is indeed. Is that Tara?
It is Tara.
Yes. How are you going?
I'm good. Thank you for calling me back.
No worries at all. I'm happy to be of assistance. Hopefully I'm able to help you guys out next week.
Cozzy passed your number on, obviously, said that you were keen for the keynote speech for the council's annual conference. This is such late notice. Obviously, thank you so much, but you are keen.
Do we have to keep you?
Yeah, absolutely, yes. And I'm available as well. So, I can definitely do it. And it's kind of, there is a nice bit of symmetry, given I don't know if the TV series Utopia is popular amongst
so popular. Definitely. So popular. No, it is that like great overlap peeps. Because it does sort of make light of like all the mundanity of like what we do, obviously.
Yes.
We love it. Absolutely. Yeah. Now, I don't know if you mentioned the fee. Hopefully this is all right. I don't know if you have like a manager to negotiate these things or...
Yeah, no, that's all good. We can do that direct. And yeah, that's great. Thank
now,
you.
The date, 11 a.m. For a 12 p.m. start Tuesday. Yep. You're happy for that?
Yes, that's fine.
Fantastic.
Hey, bun. Sorry, I'm just walking the dog at the minute.
Oh, no.
bun. 11 for 12. Yeah, look, my only... I'm getting a flight at 20 past two. Oh,
yeah, yep, that'll month. Be fine.
So I just need to be at the airport by like quarter to two. So, that's plenty of time. So.
Totally fine. Perfect. All right, just give me one more second. So I also just have to let you know that our client is Rue, Ditz, Bernie and Jars. Yeah, and shouldn't you be recording the bump at that time?
We do record the bump on Tuesdays.
Limo, this is Loz and you've been pranked.
You absolute shocker.
You're the shocker. Selling us up the river for a council gig. Utopia. Anyway, I'm so sorry.
Good
I was
symmetry.
Roped in. Yeah, I'm so sorry, mate. But you will now have to record the bump because you have nothing else on.
There you go. Yeah. Was help us out. Cozzy, help us out. Can I just say as well? No, don't go to the manager. Why give him 10%? Deal direct with me.
So, Chunkhead, what do you say about that? That's so disappointing to hear because this is a show that's really grown the last 2 years. And basically what you've sold your soul. That's what you've done.
Look.
And you're not a team man at all.
Look, the money I'm getting for this podcast, I'm putting an extension on the house.
Same.
And when I say the house, I mean the 2 metre by 2 metre chook house out there in the fucking backyard. Honestly.
Are they really a happy team at Hawthorn?
They're not happy,
like,
mate.
Seriously, you are the worst blokes I've ever come across in my life.
Why are you using defs and peeps and all this sort of crap?
Grow up.
Because trying to be cool to the council or something.
Yeah.
Because I am a modern man who is ready for a modern world.
You're a greedy young man that's just left Adelaide.
You are right. Modern men aren't loyal.
Strutting around Melbourne. I think you're funny on stage.
They just shame the most yourself. Cash they could get. They go from one job to another. They just leave a trail of destruction. I thought you were better than that coming from the Riverland.
So
mate. I don't look in the rear vision mirror, mate. I storm straight ahead.
Of course you do.
I know why you don't look in the mirror because you can't bloody handle looking in your own eyes.
No, I did. There you go. That's what we're dealing with.